7 counts of murder. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what the suspect in the shooting at two farms in San Mateo County, California faces. Chun-Li Zhao was charged today.
San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff says Zhao, a Chinese national, was denied bail and is yet to enter a plea, adding he believes officials may have a motive, but not revealing details. Zhao's next court appearance set for February 16th.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Authorities say Zhao killed four people at a mushroom farm where he worked and three others at a nearby farm. The superintendent of the Virginia school district where a six-year-old shot a teacher earlier this month will leave his post after reaching an agreement with the school district. George Parker had been sharply criticized by parents and teachers since the incident. This as the teacher, 25-year-old Abigail Zwerner, has filed a lawsuit against the district. The U.S. sending more military aid to Ukraine in the form of tanks.
The U.S. will send 31 U.S.-made Abrams tanks to Ukraine. There's no word just yet on when the equipment will arrive in Kyiv. It comes the same day as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that the country would be sending at least 14 Leopard 2 tanks. It will also greenlight the possibility for other countries to send their German-made tanks as well. Other countries quickly speaking up. Ukrainian officials say this is a major win and a victory in moving forward and pushing Russian forces out of its territory as the war nears the one-year mark on February 24th.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv, a man under arrest in southern Spain after Spain's interior ministry says he used a machete to kill a church sexton and injure a priest in two attacks at two churches. Spain's national court says a judge has opened an investigation into whether it's a possible act of terror. And the national police are investigating. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The National Rifle Association becomes the latest group to sue over Illinois' ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Illinois' new gun ban, a radical defiance of the Second Amendment. That in a federal lawsuit filed by the NRA that now joins a stack of gun rights advocates seeking to toss out Illinois' Democratic championed gun law that in part bans commonly used semi-automatic rifles, shotguns and pistols, and large capacity magazines. More than six dozen sheriffs have also vowed to defy the law that they characterize as unconstitutional. Last week, a judge issued a temporary restraining order, partially blocking the new Illinois gun ban that Governor J.B. Pritzker vows to defend. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Biden is taking action to help renters.
The Biden administration trying to, quote, increase fairness in the rental market and further principles of fair housing. The actions include the Federal Trade Commission for the first time issuing requests for information to identify practices that unfairly prevent people from getting housing so it can take enforcement and policy actions. It also includes requiring public housing and project-based rental properties to give at least 30 days notice before terminating a lease because of rent not being paid. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The United Nations is forecasting global economic growth will fall significantly to 1.9% this year due to factors including the food and energy crisis sparked by the war in Ukraine, the ongoing impact of the pandemic, persistently high inflation, and the climate emergency. The UN's report says the global economic slowdown cuts across both developed and developing countries, with many facing risks of recession in 2023. The UN calls the growth forecast this year one of the lowest in recent decades. grenades. On Wall Street, the Dow added 9 points, the Nasdaq off 20, the S&P down a fraction. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.